wishes on his favorite thing if he didn't let me come? I'd ask him to come, but sometimes he wouldn't let me come. I would give him well wishes on his favorite thing. Then I tried to keep up communication, but the law was that you can't communicate once you put out. I didn't respect the law. I kept trying to communicate. Yeah. And every time he would give in, sooner or later. And he would say, tell my son to come on back. Sometimes he would hear that I'm doing bad. Go and see how Wallace's doing. I heard he's not doing too good. Can't you see how the guidance of God works? I didn't want to digress like that from the subject, but it's all part of it. Now, dear people, again, Allah says in the Quran that He dislikes that any person should be malign. Not malign, but just talked about badly. Faster be talked about, faster be slandered. And Farrakhan and others have used that against me. But they didn't finish reading because their intent is bad. And Allah blinded them to all of it. If they had continued to read, they would have read, except in cases of injustice. Except in cases of injustices. It's an injustice to keep people from the knowledge that will bring them up to dignity. It's an injustice to oppress the good people who obey because they love God. It's a wrong that they corrupt the morals of innocent people or extort a religious or spiritual community. And I can go on naming the injustices. It's a wrong that a man will lie in the name of God and make us believe that we ourselves are God and that He is the supreme God among us. That's a great wrong. Allah says in the Quran, He forgives all except that you falsify Him. Give the lie to Him. That's what it says. He forgives all except the kadhibah, the lie on God. Now, do you think He would give me the spirit if I'm truly blessed by God to serve this community? Do you think He would give me the spirit to light up on Farrakhan Muhammad? Where he's guilty of the biggest crime in the Quran? Yes. Farrakhan Muhammad was guilty of the biggest crime in the Quran. You don't bring people in this religion to light and understanding by oppressing them with lies. That's the tool of the devil. That's how the devil operates. And there is no guarantee that any of you would have come to the true religion unless God had blessed me. No guarantee that any of you would have come to the true religion unless God had blessed me. Why? Why do I say that? Because I know many who have good minds, but their mind didn't lead them to this. I know many who are innocent, righteous, moral, and upright people, but their minds didn't lead them to what I've been blessed with. I know many right now who are actually moral and good in their intentions, but they still believe the white man is a physical devil, God is a physical man. To do that? How do you think the Gentiles were approached? They were approached in the same way by the ungodly Jew from Jerusalem. They went to the Gentiles, so-called Gentiles, they named them Gentiles. They went to the European people and they told them the same thing. They gave them the same science and told them the same thing, that the real reality of God is man. But they won't give it to the masses. thought they were turning you on to their own game. They don't want to let you in on their own game. They told them the same thing, that God is a man and that the devil is a man. They told them the same thing and told them that their God was the son of Mary, a flesh and blood man who had no father, and allowed them to put that man in their own image, portray him on a cross with blonde hair and blue eyes. It was the same thing. So they had that white God, the supreme one among them, and Barah gave us a black God, the supreme one among us, and he looked white too. I'm not talking to the majority of you, but if I wanted to, I could go put my stink on the people out there that's in trouble. Yeah, they're in trouble. They got a lot of problems. Look, dear people, some of you all think just because he talked about the white man who was against us, we should love him. Some of you, but look, he didn't just talk about a white man. He lied on a white man. He said they all were devils, and some of them died trying to defend our rights. He said even their babies are devils, and that's not even in my nature to treat a baby white man as a devil. That's not in my nature to treat no baby white girl or boy as a devil. I can't do that. But he told us even their babies were devils. And told us when he came over here, he found all of us ignorant. He didn't have no knowledge. He didn't recognize Frederick Douglass. He didn't recognize Nat Turner. He didn't recognize any of our great educators. He didn't recognize Du Bois, who came along right in for our time. Du Bois was in for our time. He didn't recognize Du Bois. He didn't recognize Drew Ali, who actually gave Barah Muhammad the blueprint for his own doctrine. But he didn't even recognize Drew Ali because Drew Ali was of our race. And I know the man personally, he still got an arrogant, racist attitude. Yes, he's still dominated by racial superiority. Although within himself, he's struggling with it. He is deceived. He doesn't think he has those symptoms. But I know it. So you all don't know. You don't know. What we are dealing with is the master trickster. Who don't care a thing about racism. He cares something about his objectives. He wants his objective. He doesn't care whether you love or hate white folks. But if that serves his objective, then he wants you to hate white folks. Or he wants you to love white folks. Whatever he wants, it's for the end result. Yes. That angel of light transformed himself an angel of light using the hidden fire that God revealed to his choice servants. To do what? To oppress society for their own advantage. Would you be surprised to know that there is a popular religion in this world? One of the leading religions in this world? A leading group in that religion that believes that the devil is not bad, believes the devil serves God, don't see the devil as wicked or bad. This is not something that was revealed to me from the unknown. All right? This is something I can show you in creditable books right now. I'm not going to leave the guessing. because you might think it's Muslim. Or you might think it's the innocent Christians. The Jews. Among the Jews is a group, a popular group, that existed for how long, way back. They believe that Satan is not wicked. They don't believe in no devil as we believe in devil. They don't believe there's no such devil as we believe that. They believe the function of the devil is good. He's doing a great service to God. Okay? What is his function? What is this technique that he uses to accomplish his work? He uses the idea of God that God reveals to his prophets, that oppressing the earth strengthens the earth, or causes the earth to be stronger and more productive. That's what he uses. Okay? He uses it in every corner of your life. Prophet Muhammad used it in the spiritual corner of our life. That's what he used. He put language on us that was nothing but a big, enigmatic, big burden. A heavy problem. A mystery. All right? He put that on us to do what? To force the urge in the intellect for understanding. And by doing this, he felt that he could bring us into the understanding of the mysteries of the world. All right? Listen. You see the light shining? That's no accident either. Not a leaf fall except by the will of God. I'm getting ready to open your eyes if you will accept it. Now, Prophet Muhammad, knowing the use of this tool, he brought language in that was heavily oppressed the rational faculties of the community. And at the same time, he made it impossible for us to walk away from that bird. He fired us up with an unquenchable appetite, a thirst for the understanding of it. So he had us working with it, trying to get to understand it. The one who didn't work with it at all got to understand it. Which shows that they don't know everything. Now, ask my family, ask all of them. I never studied no problem book and lessons and all that stuff. If you have records, they have tapes of me when I used to teach. I didn't teach that stuff. Anyway, I wasn't interested in it. The one who didn't even work with it got it. Now, if it happened by his method, then it would show that his technique worked, right? If some of those who studied those lessons night and day, and they did, for weeks and months and years in and out. They studied them for night and day, brothers and sisters. If some of them had got the wisdom, then his method or his principle or technique would have proven to be fruitful. I'm not saying it's no truth to that. It is true to that. The more you burden, the stronger the urge within you will be. And the stronger the urge, the more likelihood you will be victorious. All right? I agree, that is right. But there is no guarantee that it will happen that way. That's a guesswork. And even he said it was guesswork. Because he said, let us all get busy and solve this problem. What means and methods must be used? Which means that I'm trying one now, but you all coming with some, maybe anything, maybe something else will work, you know? So he gave me, what means and methods be used, you know? All right. And at the same time, maybe he was challenging us to see if we could do something that he himself alone only could do, he thought. You know, maybe so. Who knows the mind of such a person? Now, again, dear brothers and sisters, this technique has been used since time the beginning of time. And Allah says to the users of that technique, he says, this is the way that obligates me. You may do that, but I will come to the rescue of those that you hurt with. That's what he means. He says, this is the way that obligates me to keep it straight. Aliyya Mustafin. This is the way that obligates me to keep it straight. I am the one who created light out of darkness. I am the one who oppressed man with mystery to make him come into light of understanding. That's my job. That's not for you to do. Now you take my method, my technique, and try to use it. And I'm going to prove you to be a devil.
Caucasian man have been responsible for the Caucasian man sticking with it.
responsible for the Caucasian man freeing himself. Because the Caucasian man cannot be free rationally until he first separates himself from the theology that was given to him. They come up with a different version of religion. They dilute the original portion, the original religion that they were given, so that it is made more human. More human. Is that right? You know that. The Protestant movement sprung off from the Catholic movement. And it was under the Protestant movement that the mind was liberated more than it ever was in the Gentile and the European society. Is that right? All right. So what was that movement? It was a movement from that old rigid obedience to that theology. To a liberal examination of that theology. Am I right or wrong? All right. And as a consequence, they have made great progress in the way of freeing the intellect. Is that right? But if you really know the truth, right today, the intellect of the Western world is in bondage. Simply because they are not free enough of that theology. Now, look at our community. How we were oppressed intellectually, rationally, with the same kind of theological trick for bringing out our potential, our hidden potential. Look how that our community has done the same thing in just a few decades that the European did over centuries, a thousand, a millennium. Okay? What do I mean? What am I referring to? We came in humbly, just as the European did. He came into Christianity humbly, and they were good Christians, loving people, turning the other cheek, not attacking a thought, not making trouble. But they finally grew in arrogance. That theology that made them God fed their arrogance. And they grew in arrogance to the point where they didn't think anybody could tell them anything. They lost respect for the intelligence of other nations and began to just abuse and misuse other nations. Is that right? And as a consequence of that, they came to a state of moral corruption, emotionalism, moral corruption, racism, all the things that you associate with moral blindness in the mind and emotional blindness in the mind. And it finally came under material greed. And this last stage of material greed in Western society has just about finished off the intellectual power in Western society. Am I right or wrong? Is this not a fact? All right. Now, look at what happened to the Nation of Islam, as we were called. The same kind of package was presented to us. We went through the same kind of changes. In the early years, we were religious, spiritual, moral, obedient, good-loving people. Peaceful, respectful, treating each other right, obeying the law of the land, and then arrogance set in. Is that right? And we start abusing each other, abusing other people, doing wrong by our fellow man, dope, prostitution, stick up, bank robbery, all of that came into this community and began to break the moral strength and the moral character of our community. This is a fact of history. And the last thing came in was what? Get the money at any cost. Isn't that, wasn't that the last thing? Get the money at any cost. Didn't it have an effect to progress? Huh? Didn't calling out potential? Haven't we seen, because of that nation of Islam, a lot of us take on a new life, go back to school, get good education, get up from our laziness and go in business, and work hard and develop business? Yes. Work for the white man, do a good job, rise in the system. I mean, under Ahmed Elijah Muhammad, I'm not talking about today now. That's happening today, but that happened back then too. Now, didn't we see that? But just as the Caucasian is still in bondage because of the acceptance of that theology that makes him a god, or a god family, a god race, a member in a family that has a god figure as one of his own, he is not capable of really enjoying his full inborn dignity. Not in case they will enjoy it. He's not capable of getting rid of racism. No matter how hard he tries. Do you know some Caucasians that victims of racism? They try hard. I've seen them straining to get rid of that racism, to crush it or push it back, you know, in their conscience, and deal with me as a brother. Oh, but it's so hard. Man almost go through, who's that guy in Austin? You almost go through contortions like that guy in Austin State. He be sitting there trying to do it, and his features be going into distortions, you know. Blood starts turning blue and red. Seen some just break out in a sweat, and we be cold. We see our breath out there. Break out in a sweat, trying to hide the fact of his own prejudices that were in it. His own discomfort with a Bilalian, an African American. You know? But the man was not good. If he wasn't bad, he wouldn't be struggling like that. Not all of them that struggle like that are bad. I believe most of them that struggle like that are good. But something is hurting him. And that's that old theology that's still in his subconscious. That old white supremacist theology that's riding his rationale. And okay, now, look it up. We got among us today, in the light of this bright truth that God has blessed us with, we got among us people like fathers, John Muhammad, my uncle in Detroit, and others, many women and men who still can't give up that black theology. And because of it, they are not truly free. They can't realize the full potential of their human excellence. So what I'm saying that Master Farad Muhammad, as he called himself, he's not my master, Master Farad Muhammad, as he called himself, was not really a savior or a liberator. He was an oppressor. He oppressed us to liberate a force in us that will testify to his own arrogance and glory. That's what he did. He did the same thing that the ungodly Jew did to the European man. Went to liberate something, oppress something in the man, to liberate something in the man that would be a testimony to the greatness of that ungodly Jew. It's in the scripture. Plain as day. It says that when the fullness of the Gentile is come, when they reach their full potential, then the God will make himself manifest. Do you think Farad Muhammad hadn't planned the same thing? He had planned too. That when one of us came into the knowledge and declared and was ready to accept him, still believed that old theology to be right, but had some knowledge of the science, the behavioral science, not the true science of God, the behavioral science. When they came into the behavioral science, that they would glorify him for giving us the behavioral science. You see, we'll glorify him. Oh, he taught us the urgent man and how to exploit that urge and bring it out in progress society. We would have glorified him. He is truly the God. And we would have African people, and we would have brought in African dominance of the world.
Eventually, because they had planned to bring the white man down, and he came right in the time. He said he came in the time of the falling of the white race. He came right in the time to bring in the next race, the next tool, the next prince of the air for them. And now that you don't like it because I say he's not my king. I'm the prince of the Lord. He's not my king, not that man. No, indeed. Well, I think it's very clear. It should be very clear. When the fullness of the Gentiles come to the end of the time, the end is at hand. The end is at hand. What comes at the end? The Gentiles, when they come into that knowledge, with the full knowledge of what has been done to them, to progress their society and to make them the leader in the world, then do I say the same thing to us? Gonna put you on top. He didn't say you're gonna put yourself on top. He said, tell them, Elijah, that if they follow and obey me, I will put them.